Blazing Goalie again, founder of Government Gone Wild. Please send this video to everyone you know. Congress is spending us into oblivion, and our nation's finances are much, much worse than you think. The dirty little secret in Congress is that the spending is so bad right now that if we pay for just entitlement programs, pensions, and the interest on the debt, you could shut down the rest of the federal government, lay off every federal employee, and close the military. And still not balance the budget. With a track record like that, is it any wonder why Lindsay Lohan's favorability rating is higher than that of Congress? And please, don't tell me that we need to pay more in taxes. Did you know that we, as a nation, now pay more in taxes than we pay for food, clothing, and shelter combined? So when you hear a politician say they need to raise more revenue, you should say, no, you need to stop spending and making promises you can't keep. The frightening part is that Congress is now borrowing money just to make the interest payments. Over the next 10 years, we'll be paying more than $6 trillion in interest payments alone. That's enough money to pay off the vast majority of home mortgages in the United States. And if that doesn't get you angry, we're paying billions in interest payments every year to countries that sponsor terrorism. How big of a hole has Congress put us in? If you took all of the gold that the U.S. currently owns and sold it at today's record high prices, we could only pay down our debt by 3%. Now, the scary stuff. If you thought our debt situation was bad, the amount we owe just for entitlements is downright shocking. In the year 2000, that amount owed was $20.4 trillion. Today, it tops a whopping $70 trillion, with some estimating it to be over $120 trillion. That means that the obligations of the U.S. government now exceeds the net worth of all its citizens, small businesses, and large corporations combined. That's the good news. The bad news is that while our debt increases by $41,000 every second, this entitlement shortfall grows by a whopping $14.4 billion every day. 3.5 times faster than our national debt grows. To put it bluntly, there is not enough money on the planet to pay for politicians' promises. For decades, politicians on both sides of the aisle have been lying to you about the true financial health of our nation. The question is not if, but when the U.S. will collapse from unsustainable spending. This crisis is here and now. There is a tsunami of red ink heading for these shores, and thanks to Congress, your children and grandchildren will inherit this mess, and you will have conversations with them about what the United States used to be like.